This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Renee Montaigne is on vacation. I'm Steve Inskeep. Moments ago, astronauts aboard the shuttle Discovery were given permission to begin the trip home. They fired the shuttle's engines to slow down the spacecraft.
Discovery Houston, we're with you on Z. NCA, good burn in progress.
Discovery has a good burn in progress.
A good burn in progress, they said. The landing is now scheduled to occur at 12 minutes past 8 o'clock in the morning Eastern Time at the Edwards Air Force Base in California. The shuttle was supposed to land at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, but bad weather along the coast forced a change of plans. Joining us now to discuss what will be happening aboard the shuttle over the next hour before landing is NPR's Joe Palca. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Steve.
Okay, they just finished the firing of the engines. What does that mean?
Well, they did. The engines fired for about 2 minutes and 42 seconds, or I should probably exactly 2 minutes and 42 seconds. And basically, the shuttle turns itself in the direction it's traveling. It sort of fires backwards. It sort of pushes against the direction it's moving. And the whole point of this is to sort of fall out of orbit. It's been falling around the Earth and going around and around. But if it slows down a little bit, it doesn't have enough energy to continue around in an orbit. So it starts falling towards the Earth. And that's the first step in coming home.
And then there are more steps as you begin to contact the atmosphere.
Right.
What happens when?
Exactly. Well, the shuttle will first encounter the atmosphere above the Cook Islands in the South Pacific when it's still about 5,000 miles from Edwards Air Force Base, and that should occur at about 7:40 this morning. At that time, the shuttle will be traveling 17,000 miles per hour. So, you know, even though it's slowed down, it's still cooking along. It's going to be coming down with its nose pointed up because it wants to have those heat tiles that we've heard so much about pointing in the direction of the greatest heat, because that's what they're there for, is to dissipate the heat as the shuttle comes screaming through the atmosphere and the air molecules start to heat up. And that's when the astronauts see this incredible light show out the window as this plasma comes flying past. And of course, that's the most dangerous. That's called the entry interface. Temperatures get up to around 3,000 degrees Fahrenheit. And, of course, it was around in that period that the Space Shuttle Columbia, which had had damage done to it, some of this hot plasma got into the wing.
3,000 degrees is the limit, the tested limit of the heat shield itself.
That's
so you're right up near the limit.
Right.
There,
well, it could be a little less, I mean, depending on the angle of attack and the particular circumstances. But, yes, they have margins, but hopefully they won't be coming too close to them. Anyway, it also begins a couple series of banking maneuvers. It sort of tilts to the left and to the right, and this is to dissipate energy. The whole point of coming down is you're going from 17,000 miles per hour when you start to zero at the end of the runway at Edwards Air Force Base, and so anything you can do to dissipate energy, these banking maneuvers help do that. It's going to come screaming in over just north of Los Angeles between the towns of Oxnard and Ventura. It'll make a right turn once it gets over Edwards Air Force Base, a right turn, almost a U-turn, almost 196 degrees, and it'll come back and land on runway 22.
Which is in the middle of the desert in a place where the weather is always perfect for a landing like this.
Well, it's not always perfect, but at this time of year, it tends to be a lot more stable than the Florida weather, which usually is thundershowers, scattered thundershowers, occasional thundershowers.
Well, let's assume a safe landing for the moment, Joe, and look at the next step here. It was considered critical to the survival of the shuttle program that this be a successful mission. If it's completed safely, what does it mean for the future of the shuttle program?
Well, this is a necessary but not sufficient condition for going forward. I mean, if this shuttle doesn't land successfully, we had a lot of problems with the space program. If it does, they can go on to the next step, which is to figure out why the foam fell off as it lifted off. That's a problem that has to be resolved before the next mission can take place. And then I think NASA officials are hoping to get back to some sort of normalcy where they can reliably schedule a few missions each year and send astronauts up to the International Space Station, because that's what the shuttle's for at this point. The shuttle's main job is to supply the International Space Station with the equipment and supplies and manpower that they need.
And very briefly, is it clear that there is still a place for the shuttle program in the overall U.S. space program going forward?
Well, there's no alternative, at least right away, but there may be in a few years. We don't know.
Okay. NPR's Joe Palca, thanks very much.
You're welcome.